Parshas Kitsisa. Who knows what exactly is going on, or what? Or we obviously follow what the Gedolim are saying. But Lamaisa, the beginning of this parasha says, "Vayidav Hashem Vayishalem Kitsisa Sreis Bnei Yisrael of Kudeim." When you count them, "V'nosnu Ish Kefer Nafshay LaHashem V'Kedisam V'Loyivohem Negef," and there won't be any Magefa. There will not be any epidemic. There will not be any plague that goes around by them giving this. Why? What's pshat? Why necessarily would you think that something would happen when you're counting? So Rabbeinu Bachai explains that when you count individuals, and so then you're separating them. Until now, it was just one big conglomeration of people. All of a sudden, there's one, two, three, four. Everyone becomes a separate number. Everyone becomes separate. When that happens, it calls into play, Chas Hashem Tifta Pel Satan, it calls into play for Shemayim to start being able to individually look at people. Uh-oh. Individually, by ourselves, that's not what we want. Fakar, we know Halacha says that you're supposed to daven in shul with a minyan. Why? Because if you daven at home, then you only have your schos, and who knows how much that is worth. So mamela, you daven in a shul with a minyan, and mamela, you have the schos of the tzibur davening together.
You don't know what I saw today on the Alan Sackowitz website.
Oh, wait, so the community, whatever.
The Rabbinical Council of Bourbon County, New Jersey.
Right.
One of the points on there says all shuls are closed.
Right.
Tomorrow morning, all the rabbis are going to daven privately. There's no minyanim.
Right.
So right away, there's a big shockwave going through my head. How are people going to say Kaddish when they
exactly? Well, they won't. There it seems like they won't. But I mean, there it's very different. People got and whatever. I mean, the Gedolim always had to go. But Baruch Hashem, as of right now, it seems like things are still pretty much running right now. But there have been shilas. So what's going on? Eretz Yisrael, they were quarantining people for the last. For the last whatever. I mean, important. People are childless. People are childless. Problem what they should do. Anyways, Baal Kapana, what we're taking out of here from Rabbeinu Bachai is that people staying individually, counted individually, that's going to bring the call. But Fakir, when Klai Yisrael comes together,
right.
When Klai Yisrael comes together as a tzibur, that's when the schos will be there. That's what we try to do. That's why also Rosh Hashanah try to be part of a tzibur, and always, especially at a time like this, until people are saying they got to stay separate, you try to stay part of a tzibur in order so that people won't have the Chas V'Shalom called into play that they are by themselves. That's why in the Tefillin Shemoneh Esrei, when people insert someone's name, you might say someone's name, but you still say B'Sarik Shar Chal Yisrael. Because you don't really want to call too much attention to someone individually. You always want to be amongst the Rebbe Yodel of Amir. Not today's. His what's called Zayda. He used to not take an aliyah on Yom Narayim. He used to sit amongst the tzibur, not in the front by Yom Narayim. We don't want din. We don't want din Chas V'Shalom to be called into place on ourselves. Machtzis Hashekel. Why half? What's the reason that Hashem said give half? So Shlomo Elkabetz, the author of Lecha Doidi and Sefer Perion, says that each one is supposed to be mashlim someone else. Similar to what Shapiro was quoting over from Shmuel Birnbaum by the Avnei Luin, the why they call them Avnei Luin. These are the most precious stones in the world. And he said because they are fulfilling their purpose, and that is the biggest thing to go fill up someone else. So over here, that's what we're saying, the Machtzis Hashekel, that someone's mashlim one to the other, that is the biggest thing. Chaim Kanievsky says that they gave a bekel agugos, which equaled half a shekel, because we know this is really also kapar for the egel. Right, even though the eagle happens in the middle of the parsha, it's kapar for the eagle, and therefore it equaled the same amount that they had really given for the eagle. The Goyin says, machzis, the word, mem ches sad yud sof. The outer letters are mem sof, that's mace. Then the next letters are ches and yud, machzis, and then the middle letter is sadi. It's coming to tell you that if you give tzedakah, then you'll have Chaim, which is right next to it. But Chas V'Shalom, if you're merach from the tzedakah, Chas V'Shalom, then you're hitting by the end, and Chas V'Shalom, that is the mace. There's the mace.
Would you like a plate of it?
With the camp, with the senses, and with the math, learning the idea of being together.
About 100%. Exactly, exactly. And even though Hashem has reasons for character to count and show us his love and everything, but Lamaisa, there has to be a protection against that individualizing. There is something that comes from, wow, how many numbers? But Lamaisa, we have to protect against the Chas V'Shalom, the din that would call into place. Us? First of all, here was a Kaifer Nefesh for sure, against the for because of the counting. And even every year was for the Beis Hamikdash to have Karbanos the entire year. Could be. Could be. Could be, you could say that, yeah.
And this is what the Karasha? I mean, the Adonim?
This is what ends up going for, but Lamaisa, it says you're giving it because of Le'yevam Negev. It was used for the Adonim, Lamaisa, but the reason was Le'yevam Negev, that it should be a protection against getting a Magev HaKas V'Shalom. V'nosnu Baal Turim says it's the word is a palindrome, right? Vav Nun, Sof Nun, Vav. If you give, it'll come right back to you. The Turin Yeridea says like this, Al Yala Beli Boi Loimar. How can I give to my money to poor people? Teda, it's not yours. Rather, it's like a pikadon by you. It's like something that's being watched by you in order to give to aniyim. Interrupt for a second. I believe it's some famous Aisher, I don't remember who, back in Shach's younger old days, I guess, whatever you want to call it. Because I'm saying, I don't know, in the 90s or something like that, there was someone who knew he was striking it rich. I guess, I don't know how business works exactly. He knew that within a month he was striking it rich. Very, 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 very rich. And he went to Rav Shach, and one of the first things Rav Shach told him was that you're looking at this as if you're a banker. If you're a banker. If you're a banker, if you're a gabbai tzedakah, so it's not so, okay, so Baruch Hashem, now the fund has a lot of money. Let me figure out how to give it out. The same he said does this tour. Same as it. When you look at it like it's yours, so then, oh, I get, first of all, it's hard to give. Second of all, then it becomes, now I need a whole whatever that I gave it. It's yours to watch over. Lo'oid el aser to aser, right? We know like the drasha is that you will be an usher from it. Gam yitein liboy shashir's galgal chayzer. Not only that, take into your heart that the wheel of fortune. It is true for all the deris. It's up, it's down. Generations up, generations it's down. It's the Torah's words, not my words. If you're not an ani, ben bincha tia ani. And like the Gemara, that in the end of Shabbos, Bez Hashem, Dafyam, in a few months we'll get there. The Rebbe said to his wife, give lechem to an ani, so that your son or your grandson, when they need, it'll come back to them. It'll come back to you. In other words, eventually you need it, and it will taka help you. Going to similarly, yeah, well, it's called Vinasnu is a Kadma Ba'azl Vinasnu. What does a Kadma Ba'azl mean? Go ahead. That if you give first and like up ahead and no one's money the tzedakah from you, oh, here, please take. Then it'll, what's it called? It'll come back to you when you need it. It'll come back to you when you need it. It says, a rich man cannot give more, a poor man cannot give less. So, first of all, what's the havamina? It says, machzah shekel, that's what the mitzvah is. Well, what's the havamina that you would change this at all? So, first of all, the Rambam, Kir Sefer, the Chidah, they all say, don't give a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow. You have to give it all at once. That, you could say, is for the pasuk of Adal Yamit. Adala Yamit, in other words, sorry, you have to, I have places, yeah, the Ilam understands, Arvei Pesachim, that you got to go sell your clothes for the Dal Kaisis. Saying, here's the mitzvah of Adala Yamit, you got to figure it out, make it work. What's Pshan and how Asher Layarbe? Why can't you give more? What's wrong with giving more? Zot Mashkiach Rabbi Rucham, because we are saying over here, no, this is a mitzvah. We want everyone to be together. You have no right to come in here. Oh, he showed up and gave his little dollar. He showed up. Okay, I'm showing up here. I'll give two. I'll give 10. I'll give 100. Machzah Shekel, I don't mind dropping 1,000. No. Everyone is going to give the exact same. Everyone is the same level. Neshama, there's no isnasus, there's no uplifting of one over the other. That is what the pshat is. And it's an isser for him to go ahead and try to give more, as they talk to Birocham that he's supposed to take out of this. There you go. Many different shatim. But a lot of them that I've heard in the Mahalach of Rabbi Yerucham and that Derech HaMusar, again, there are many. The one that I heard is, I think it stems with Ramban also, that Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar. They thought they lost Moshe Rabbeinu. Chas v'shalom, they weren't looking to do Avodah Zarah the way we think of it. What they were looking to do was get something that could help bring more Shefa down so that they could serve Hashem properly. Ramban says a whole zach, that's why they specifically picked Shar, because they're in the Midbar, and Shar is in the Tzaf inside of the Kisya Kavod, whatever this all means, and the Tzafin is always where destruction comes from, that's like bubbles in the Tzafin. The desert's like destruction, so like some sort of protection, that's why they want it. But they want an Egel, like able to grow from it. Al-Kopanim, that's what they did. What's wrong? It's even on the Kisya Kavod. What's wrong? What's the big deal? The big deal is because if the Eibishter said it, then it's a mitzvah. If not, it's Avodah Zarah. Rashi, I think it's in the Yisrei. Rashi, I believe, and then the Yisrei says that Elohei Masecha. I'm sorry, like Sasan Ite Elohei Chesav Elohei Zav. Zok Rashi. I told you to make kruvim. If you make them silver, it's Avodah Zarah, they gotta be gold. If you make four, looks nicer, instead of two, it's Avodah Zarah. It's only what Hashem wants. Be'etzim, at first glance, it would look like that's even Avodah Zarah. And you know what? That was the taina of the Goyim. I think Amon Amoyev, chutzpah of them, they paraded around with the Kruvim, saying, look, they also serve Avodah Zarah. In a way, if the uptight of Avodah Zarah just simply is the image itself, well then, that's what it does seem. But that's not the uptight of Avodah Zarah. The translation of Avodah Zarah is, what Hashem said is a mitzvah. What's not is Avodah Zarah. You hear all the time, the Gedolim, this generation, last generation, previous generation, that's Avodah Zarah. You think they're being a kanoi? You think they're being overzealous? They're not. Any way that is not the Derech HaTorah, any fad, anything, any this, that the Gedolim are saying, stay away from, that's Mimela Avodah Zarah. That's Mimela Avodah Zarah. There was a very controversial story that took place in Yerushalayim way back, 1920s, 30s, when I think Bar Ilan University is on Har Tzofim overlooking some college, some universities overlooking Har Bayis. The kids are one of the big Rabbanim. He was a little stuck. He was asked to speak. And he got up there and said, in other words, almost like that this university was just going to be teaching Gimel, Averis, Chamuris, and everything, Keneged the Torah, as if it's like something real and the harbinger of the Gula. All the Gedolim of Europe fired against the Chafetz Chaim. Many. Rabbi Yocham almost never got involved and tried never to get involved with the Welt. He gave his shmuz in yeshiva. He tried to never get involved with the world of having a what's called, he wrote a fiery, fiery letter against this. And this was his teichen. This was the teichen of his letter. That what's derech HaTorah, that's mitzvah. It's mitzvah, and go grab it with by the horns. What's not a mitzvah, then that's total of a desire. And this was the biggest display. This was the biggest display of how it seemed to him, well, it's near the Makam HaMikdash, there are Jews here, it's a, whatever his reasons were exactly for doing it, but for us to take out of it, the wrongness of it is that, oh, think, it's Jewish, it seems, it's nice. The Lashon was this Chadash Asam in HaTaira, right? Chadash really literally refers to the food, but we don't have new things to the Taira, right? The Esther had to basically kill herself over just over and over again, convincing the Chum and why it should be, there should be a mitzvah added, whatever that means exactly, added to the Taira Megillah, all the hints and everything. Why? Because we don't look for new. We got the Taira and that's it. We got the Taira and that is it. It is case closed. It is case closed. So that was the danger, that was the problem, and that's what we, one of the many mahalchim to take out of the egel, the chas v'shalom, that they did not do avodah zarah. Definitely on their level, that is as comparable as anyone else who ever went ahead and did avodah zarah. That's why it was such a punishment that uvyayim pakti, says the Eibushter to Moshe Rabbeinu, every single punishment that happens to Klal Yisrael, World War II, anything, the Inquisition, always has little bits of still trying to make up and back itself up from the egel. That means we went through a first base of Migdash. Second base of Migdash, okay, you could say, fine, we know that it was grander in a way, but we know it was lower. First base of Migdash, Shleim HaMelech, nope, you haven't reached it. Asar Arugim Malchus had Shaychus. All has Shaychus to trying to come back to the egel. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, what's it called? Aaron says, Ayichar Af Adoini, please don't be mad. The Meretz Hakodesh says Moshe wanted to kill Aaron. As much as it was Aaron HaKohen and whatever his cheshbonos were, Lamaisa it happened on his watch. Now, yes, he made a good cheshbon. If Klal Yisrael kills me, there's no hope ever. They already killed Chor. Bad enough. They're going to kill me. No hope ever. Lamaisa still wanted to kill him, and Aaron, what's called, it says that he had other sons that Taka died. In other words, from the big four, half of them died. Moshe says, tells them in Dvarim, but I think it says that there, written here somewhere, that Aaron had other sons, Be'etzem, and they Taka all died. They Taka all died from this.
Killed or died?
What?
Killed or died?
Well, I don't say killed. Really done. Oh, as you're saying, I don't know, not necessarily, not because of protest. No, in other words, over the years, just like Nadav Avihu died as punishment for this, that he lost half his kids, even though he should have lost all of them. But I think he also lost more. The Yud Gimel Midas, it says, V'nake lo yinake. Right, when the Mill is saying the Midas Arachim of Hashem, so Hashem will cleanse, he won't cleanse. So good, it reads to the next words, he won't cleanse if you continue holding the Maisa Abbas, but still, what's Pshat? Well, why is this here? We're trying to say the biggest of mercy, right? We even stop our Nigim by Vinake, but still, Lo Yinake. So I think the Arizal said that Vinake, Lo Yinake, Vav, Nake ends with a hey, that's vav hey. Loy, yinake, ye, yod, nake again, hey at the end. Four letters of Hashem's name. He taiched, Mishnah says, al tistakel bakankan, right? Don't look in the barrel, at the outside of the barrel, el mashiesh bay, only what's inside. He said, don't look at the letters, loy, kankan, right? You're left with nunkof, and the loy. Don't look at that. Rather, at these other letters which spell out Hashem's name, and betzim there is a midas harachamim. So it touched him also to have his as a what's called agav what shayches. I'm thinking on the spot. Lamaisa what shayches. I wonder if lamaisa because how is someone could be zeichet to midas harachamim if he's mekayim al tistakel b'kankel l'mashi yeshbay. If you're someone who knows how to not look at the outside of people, rather what's in the inside, then the Eibushter also hopefully will look at you. I myself, obvious this, whatever, trying to figure out what the button. Eh? Look in the inside, then Hashem will also look at you in the inside. Second giving of the Torah, Yom Kippur. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down. Mirsh Tanchuma says, that in Noach, Mirsh Tanchuma Noach says, that it says, Torah is roch of miniyam, and you have to kill yourself on it. It's not referring to the parsha of the Torah Shebuchsav. Torah Shebuchsav, it's there, it's in the urn. Go read it, go learn it. I mean, of course, everything is found in there. Bats. It's not so schwer. It's on this Torah that's given in this week's parsha, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to work on it. for all the days, and he had to shteltzutet with the luchas ha'achra that he had to make a move, the first move, right? The first luchas Hashem gave it to him. Here, Moshe had to make a move. Whatever it means he had to do, bring them up. He was involved. He wasn't so much involved. But he was involved enough that he had to do something. So that's us. That's us in the Tersh and the Tersh Baal Peh. That is where it's Roch of Yudi Yam. That's where it's Memezat Melel. That's where it's Be'etzim starts off Nakishmak. But if you work on it because of all that work on it, that's Taka where it will come out more and more Gishmak. Very interesting. So Moshe was a Karen Arpanov, right? He got the Hoyd, he got the Karni Hoyd. Where'd it come from? So the Medrash says that he got it from what was left over in the Kulmas that he wrote the Luchas with. So why was there, I don't understand. How is there leftover ink? How is there anything left over? You think Hashem didn't give him exactly? How is there anything left over? So the Marami Panu says that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Vayikra with a small aleph. What? Maskim. Al Kaponim, Vayikra was written with a small, Moshe wrote with a small aleph because he wanted to be an anav. So Mamela, there's a little bit left over there. So Hashem gave them the b'schar net. The Chanuk Satira says that the Moshe was the biggest anav. He wrote not a malayud. That could also be. Or it could be from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu erased his name from Tetzaveh. I don't know where it would have been placed exactly. Bach upon him. Could be from that. I hear. Oh. Why was he zeichet to the Arpanov? So the Medrash says, since Moshe was a shantchen between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael Mount and Torah, that was the schar shantchen. That kind of height, I mean, that's good stuff. Good stuff. What's the Lashon Shantchen? So the Maril says, Shantchen is the Lashon Shidduch. You brought two people together. The Ron Shabbos staff, Hema Beis. Oh, so Mama's right here. It should be the PIME. It says, Lashon Sheket Umenucha, the Lashon Aramis. That when an Isha gets her Shidduch, then she's B'Sheket, she rests. Like we know, the Gemara says, Talamais of Duma, Lamais of Armalu. That a lady would rather be married than alone. So, Al Kaponim, he says that in Haftarah of Parash B'Shalach, that it says by Dvoira, that then the, after she defeated Sisera, and the whole long Haftarah, it says that the land rested for 40 years. Vatishkat Aretz, it says Vishiduch Asara is the Targum. So you see, it's a lashon of like able to quiet down and rest. The Baal Amar on Shabbos Pehama Bay says it's Miloshin Kshira, like a kesher, tied two people together. Shatrin Agav, Rashi Tevis, they say, Sheker Doiver Kesef Noitel. You speak Sheker, you take money. Sheker Doiver, you speak Sheker to get the Shidduch going, and then you take money at the end. What does that mean, Lamaisa? I mean, Hashem, we know, was a Shantchen. What's it called? Like, more brachas. He says, was Shushman for other Machapa, but similar, we know the Gedil Rishayna more. The Baal Tanya says, Shidduchim Kamaide Sheker. What does this mean? Machar means, like we always say, in other words, you have to know how to say it in a way that you're saying it, that the person can take out the good. But if Hashem wants him to find out more, then he'll be able to find out more. That is your job. What? Kalnova Chasuda, exactly. Exactly, Bissell. Okay. Aguten Shabbos.